So we're back in the story of Kabbalah's Yisurim Ba'ava. So we did yesterday. So that was the, we saw from the Akedah the two different dynamics. The one, the Kiddush Hashem, living with Kiddush Hashem, those that are Zeiche, and then those that are not so Zeiche, that don't live up to Kiddush Hashem, so Kosh Baruch Hu brings around situations where they're also able to be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim, and that's in the way they leave this world. And that was Yitzchak, that's the Akedah, Gufa, the Akedah time, and that's the Shechitas Ha'ayim. That's the Shechitas Ha'ayim. Okay. So we're on Reish Lamed Aleph, yeah? The same at Sora Amor, so Rabbi Yaakov Melissa, Baal Nesivas HaMishpat, Al Shea Shea, Minta Dova Nifla, Nashoytech Oye Kores, the Nesivas HaMishpat, on the, in his Pirish and Shea Shea, there's an awesome a discovery here that shed light, precious light, ala sugya shanu oiskimbo. In this particular sugya we're learning on. The kach name of Bozak Shira Shirim. Hishbati eschem b'nois Yerushalayim. I am making a shwur to you, the daughters of Jerusalem. The tzvois of the ailes asada. O ta'iru im ta'iru es ha'ava ad shetachofet. And I'm trying to translate psukim in Shira Shirim is a little bit dodgy. I swear to you, the daughters of Jerusalem, with legions, or by Eilos Asada. Eilos Asada are rams of the field or whatever. In Tairu, the in Tairu. Yeah, did you translate that Erev Shabbos? Then you have Erev Shabbos when you say Shir Shim.
It's far more than you know, yeah, but I stay more in London than I do here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's because the Torah has to solve too big. And Loshen Hisayrus, Loshen arousal or whatever, yeah? If you will arouse the love, Achetrochpat, until the desire devil goes on. Some of them are scholars, actually. They translated Shir HaShirim. Whatever.
In transit, they just do a parish the translation Rashi.
Yeah, but I'm just saying it's a very basic translation. I mean, you can't translate Shir HaShirim. It's not Shaykh. Just possibly you can translate. It's not that difficult. I'm just not sure exactly where he puts the emphasis. Yaakov Melissa, the fellowship, Bnei Yerushalayim, Haim Oymus Ha'ilam. Who are the daughters of Jerusalem? That's a Chiddush. Those are the nations of the world. I wouldn't have translated Bnei Yerushalayim as being the nations of the world, right? The daughters of Jerusalem. I would have thought, that's fine. It doesn't make any difference. If you're translating the daughters of Jerusalem as being the nations of the world, so then.
No.
Yeah, whatever. Okay. Let's see what it's about. Klima. Hakadosh Baruch Hu has bi'oson. Hakadosh Baruch Hu makes a shvur. Klima gzar b'gzarosay. She makes a gzera. Shehem ki'ilu mushboim al kach, that they are, so to speak, sworn on this. But tzvois, ki kisrael oisim b'tzenu shal mokum, heim mechunim b'shem tzvois. When Klal Yisrael does the rotzen of Hashem, they have the nickname tzvois, legions. U'kishayin oisim b'tzenu shal mokum, heim mechunim b'shem ayolos. The chayos asada. When they're not doing the rotzen Hashem, then they are compared to a rams and the animals in the field. Klaimas. You've got a klaimas here. Bein she Yisrael toivim harayim, whether Klal Yisrael or whether they're good or not, bein she begeda tzavois or bein she begeda ayalois, whether they have labeled my legions or whether they're labeled animals in the field. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashbeit ha'omer z'ayda shnei dvarim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes an oath to the nations on two things. Im te'iru loshen sina. Oh, you see, but be careful. Not loshen reazel. Loshen te'iru is loshen hatred. Klaima im te'gmurmu lahachiket yisrael mavim sheshamayim v'tisayimu oisem chatzul HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you will cause Klal Yisrael to distance themselves from their Father in heaven, so to speak, to hate Chas v'chilil the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's Loshen into Iru. Means the nations of the world are being sworn that whether Klal Yisrael is Tovim or whether they're not, whether they're Tzavayis or Aleis HaSadeh, into Iru, if you will cause them to hate me Chas v'chilil. V'ayinin Hashenish HaShvur, so what's the second part? im toir et av, if you arouse the love, ein berushutchem lahayetzel Israel lahatzar Israel kol kach, at shiribo tzoras yigrem laoir betshuva et av sheben Israel lamokum. They don't have the permission to cause so much tzar to Klal Yisrael, ad kenei kach, that from all the tzoras that will come about will cause them to be aroused in tshuva or ahava between them and Hashem. Why not? Why won't they have that ability? Hakadosh Baruch Hu mamtin ulai Yisrael yishivu ketetze mibechirosem hatoyv ba'atzmo. Means Hashem doesn't want our tshuva to come about as a result of all the tzoras that the nations of the world cause us. Hashem waits and waits until maybe, as a result of our bechira, we'll do the right thing. The kainraki shegiyah zman ha'geula, v'yefsha hi l'ta'acher oid. Therefore, only when we come to zman geula, Hashem can't wait anymore. Im hein adayin lo yishuv chas v'chilim tzotzoam ha'mechalos ha'mataiva. If we don't do tshuva chas v'chilim as a result of our choosing correctly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu atzmo yamid lechem melech kasher kahaman. Then, of course, Baruch Hu himself will put over us a very, very tough king like Haman. Kedei lo'oyeram b'tshuva, kedei lo'oyeres ha'aba shebeim lemein HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And, of course, Baruch Hu will cause us, by putting a very, very difficult king over us, to be b'zoyerim tshuva. V'zeu hu ad she'techofetz. And that's pshat in ad she'techofetz. Da'ainu ad she'yi chofetz melifnei Hashem l'goel asom. In this situation that will keep going on, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I don't want the umas of olam, and I'm making a swear to you that whether Matzon are good or bad, you don't start getting too involved and causing them so much so that they'll do tshuva. At Shetusure Sahava, until they themselves are out in tshuva. I don't want you doing it. At Shetuchofetz. That's only until comes the ruler. Because then I can't wait anymore, and then I'm going to get a goy over you who's going to make you do tshuva. Then at she khofet mit nifna shem bevel osam ve yir tsayne bekach shalom az yitzra yitzari lisrael at she gmol lem yishuva betshuva at kan teref drorof. Well, one second, hold, remember your question, I just want to get clear what he said here. The Klal Yisrael makes a shwur to the nations, yeah, now when the Klal Yisrael is doing what they're supposed to be, no one's supposed to be doing, so number one, I don't want you, if you've called the Jewish people to go away from their father in Shemayim, I don't want you to arouse them to come back until the end of days. I want them to come back because they chose to come back to me. But if they don't, and I've got to bring the Mashiach's got to come already, we can't wait anymore, then I'll bring upon you a very difficult king like Haman, will tell us, and he'll get you to do tshuva. But until I'm waiting for the last possible moment, I want to do tshuva now. Ad kan the Sivus HaMishpats Pirush on that possible. Do you want to ask?
Every generation, the people, the nation comes and destroys us. Hitler, you know, all these times were times of Mashiach, that's why.
They were Mesugal, yeah. The Shalim is why didn't we do tshuva properly? You're asking a very powerful question. If this is true, then we should have only had those holocausts when the Gaula was imminent. Which means we have to do tshuva. You see, we Horaya, those were Gaula moments because tshuva wasn't Mukrach. Even though Hashem brought upon us a king that was as hard as Haman, Hitler Yimach Shmoi was the real thing. So how comes, according to this, we didn't do tshuva? It must have been Zman Geula, that's why the nations were calling it that kind of tzoras. Unless that's not called the real tzoras. That's not called the tzoras that's going to bring you to tshuva.
And they had to bring it to tshuva, or would it be an alternative to tshuva?
No, it'll be so bad that you have to do tshuva. There'll be nowhere else to look. Ain't no really smoke. See, there we still have Zionism, and we still have to get our own land, everything was okay, we have an army. There were other things to rely on still. You've got to get to a stage where ain't no really smoke, there is nothing else. And that's today. The world's bankrupt.
Do you remember Nevada when he's in the pot? There's one there's nothing else to do besides power.
Yeah, Menashe.
Yeah.
Manasseh. You know the masculine between the Holocaust and Sarah,
now
it's
become
true. That's what I'm saying. You see, that wasn't the period
you're
talking about. That's not
the
response.
But there's some
money
that are more.
I don't know about that sugya. Yeah, they say there is, but that's not our sugya.
As to the final end, it obviously wasn't if people.
It means it could be that. Listen, we can do tshuva at any time. We don't have to go this path, by the way. There's another path. The path is Yizu Bechira to tshuva. Don't wait. Don't wait for the Chinese to come, you know, and wake you up. You know, that's not what you want to do. Yeah, you want to negotiate with the Chinese? It's much better just to do tshuva. Yeah, you want a billion and a half Chinese jumping on your head? It makes much more sense to do tshuva, yeah. No, I'm serious. I don't know. Somebody said...
They're small, but you can't fight for them.
No, they're not the most pleasant people either. I mean, they're not... I mean, the way they treat themselves is, you know, they're not going to take care of your sick and orphaned. So, yeah. But you're right. I mean, they did think at the time that this was this. I mean, they did. And Hitler Machshmoy was Mamash Rul Haman. His Mamash thought that this was the time. It could be that it was the time. And you blew it. Yeah. I don't understand all those things work. All these potential times and more masugal. You see, they are, but we have to do one thing's for sure. Elul is definitely the time to do tshuva. If you're not going to do tshuva in Elul, you're in a lot of trouble. By the way, you know, from now, very very soon, you know, the Eli Lopian famous vote that on the last of every cycle, you can misakan the whole cycle that can be fought. The call at the end of any cycle, you massacre the whole cycle. It means the last week of the year, you can massacre the whole year. The last Shabbos of the year, you can massacre every Shabbos in the year. The last davening of the year, you can massacre all the davening. The last Shabbos, whatever. So we're coming very soon to the last week of the year. The Shabbos is the last Shabbos of the year. Last. We start saying Stichas Monte Shabbos, and next Shabbos is Rosh Hashanah, the last Shabbos of the year. It's not the last Erev Shabbos of the year, but it's the last Shabbos of the year. So Rabbi Elia brings down, and it's not a Tapika Bala, because I don't want the Makoris, but Rabbi Elia was big enough to say this, and he did say it. Moshe Aaron Stern said that in his name, that you can massacre in the last week of the year. So it's a big Yetzirah, yeah? The last week of the year, a massive Yetzirah. The last Mincha of the year. The people run quickly to the shtibbel, he's running away. Last Mincha of the year is Mamash, you can massacre every tefillah of the whole year with that last Mincha. And the last Shabbos, the last Motzei Shabbos, the last Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, you have to know to use this time very, very carefully. Very, very precious times not to be wasted on trivialities. And it's a very hard week. It's slichas, and you're tired, and the Yetzirah is driving you nuts, and it's a very difficult time, okay? But if you're aware of this, it's a big chizuk. Person comes the last week of Elul thinking, 3 weeks Elul being gone, I've actually done very little. In fact, I'm actually worse now than I was at the beginning of Elul. I'm messing up. The Yetzirah is mamash messing me up. I'm not learning. I'm worse. I'm bad. And you can mamash have chalisha sadat. And it's a big chizuk. Hold on. The last week, just hanging for 1 week. That's it. You can fix up the whole year by fixing up the last week. Just imagine being the simcha. The whole year you were miserable. Imagine. You just go into the last week. The simcha of a tuv leivov. You know? It's a powerful, powerful tshuva, a powerful message that there's a special segula, the last of every system, masakan the whole system. So tell your friends and mechazak each other, and don't waste the opportunity. And the Yetzirah heard that shmuz as well, so he's going to be waiting. So that's pshat in this nekuda that we, of course, Baruch Hu waits for us, that's midas harachamim, to do tshuva. And if we do tshuva mutav, but if not, Hashem's going to get us to do tshuva either way. Either way, what we've been thinking about all the time, maybe so. Either way, of course, Boch is going to get us to do tshuva. You know, you can go on the private limousine, or you can go on the third class train, but you're going to get to where you're going, one way or another. Once again, that's a tainah to the klal. I don't know if this applies to every individual. You have to know. What's a posh? A lot of these haftochas to the klal. Not every individual necessarily has that haftocha, and that's why a person is trying to attach himself to the klal as much as possible. Even though Rosh Hashanah is an individual din, and you have to stand there as an individual with your own individuality, knowing that you have a unique contribution to play in the world, but at the same time, you have to want to be part of Klal Yisrael. You don't want to stand out on Rosh Hashanah as an individual. It's a difficult one. You have to be an individual because you're being judged as an individual, and you have to come with your own business plan to warrant an investment for another year. But at the same time, all you should want is what's good for the club. I don't want to be with the am. It was the vote I said in New York last year. Remember? The law of loss of boy. It's isn't telling that a Kodesh Baruch is law of loss of boy. He doesn't do any avle. He doesn't do any injustice. So Rebellia asks, what kind of shvach is it for Kodesh Baruch? He doesn't do an avla. He doesn't do injustice. It's like you get a little reference for a shidduch. The Rashi says, remember about this guy, you tell him, you know what? This guy's never stolen. He doesn't murder. The Rashi says, okay, good, but me something about him. He says, what do you mean? He's never hit anybody in his life. Now, what's shvach? That's shvach for a bocher? What's shvach for Hashem? He doesn't do any injustice. So he explains like this. He says, in the base thing down here, that's chayv misa. He killed somebody who was 80 masur. He's chayv misa. Don't do base. I'm going to kill him. So somebody gets up to give mitigating evidence. Yeah? This guy's got a wife and kids. This guy owns a factory. He's got 200 workers. Why do these people have to suffer? Basically, say, we're very sorry. And then we can do it. That's chayv misa. Listen, will it be with the wife and the kids or whatever? Of course, Boch has to look after the widows and orphans and whatever, but the basin has to put him to death. In Shemayim, when Hashem judges, v'lav losaboy. Hashem doesn't do anything to anybody unless magiyalo. Which means your neighbor can't suffer if you're going to suffer as a result of your neighbor suffering, and no magiyah you don't deserve that suffering. So, with a person might be chayev Mesa on Rosh Hashanah, but he's got a factory with 200 workers that he's supporting, or he supports a cradle, or his wife and children, or he's an important member of the community, or whatever. So Hashem says, other thing, even though this guy deserves to die, but these guys working in his factory don't deserve to be unemployed. So therefore, I'm going to make him live. That's what Rosh Hashanah. So Rebbe says, one of the most important things to do to survive Rosh Hashanah is make sure a lot of people need you. Make sure you're very needed. Make sure you're a guy that's doing a lot for a lot of people. Because then Hashem can't take you out of the picture. He's got to continue helping you to do what you have to do. Because there are people that need you and rely on you. Which means, become part of Kaddishah. Don't rely on your own merits to get through Rosh Hashanah. I'm getting through Rosh Hashanah because I'm part of the club. I'm holding on to my Rebbe's coattails. How did you get through here? Hey, I'm with him. You know, so where are you going? I'm with him. Oh, okay, you know, after you. I'm with Kaddishah. I'm just a part of Kaddishah. Tell me what you need, I'll do it. That's how person's got to go to Rosh Hashanah. At the same schizophrenic time, you have to know you've been judged as an individual. So, yeah, but this individual is giving up his individuality to be part of Klal Yisrael. I'm not giving it up, I'm using my individual koiches, not to myself, for Klal Yisrael. So then you judge this part of Klal Yisrael. No, Klal Yisrael needs you, we can't take you out, even though you don't have any schus to stay. Come to the vote. So that's two rebellions you've got in one day. The one is don't waste the last week because you can suck in the whole year. And the second is make sure that you're a very needed person because that way you can squeeze out and everybody else is chosen. Just until the time when it's recording.
Three to one. Okay,
so let's just see. When he buys Omek Dvorov, tomorrow Mitzvah we'll go through the depths of these words. No, not tomorrow.
Thursday.
Tomorrow Rebecca speaks 9:30, so anyway there won't be a shmooz tomorrow. Seder will go then through till 1. Your name and Marshall will be from 12 to 1.